Welcome to Storytime by Chava. We are in the middle of the book Once Upon a Journey by Rabbi Zalman Ruderman. The following chapter is dedicated to two sister shlichas, Sarah and Sima Barber. Hatzlacha Rabba with your shlichas to Mauritius. Chapter 12, Three Conditions. In those days, there existed a large organization of tzaddikim nistarim, meaning hidden or undercover tzaddikim. They were extraordinary individuals who served Hashem in truth, in secret, and with their entire being. Members of the nistarim had to be exceptional talmidei chachamim, well-versed in nigla, the Torah's revealed teachings, such as halacha and gemara, as well as in Nistar, the Torah's mystical secrets, the teachings of the Kabbalah. In their dress and outward conduct, however, the Nistarim deliberately made themselves appear to be ordinary and uneducated farmers, tailors, cobblers, peddlers, and the like. The Nistarim would split up and wander from one community to the next and mix with the ordinary, hard-working folk. At that time, the majority of Jews did not merit to study Torah. Many families could not afford to pay for their sons to be taught Torah. Others simply did not have the mind for learning. Sad to say, many Jews found it difficult to read or write Hebrew, and they struggled to recite the daily davening. Over the years, the attitude of the scholarly Jews changed drastically. In each community, the Talmidei Chachamim held themselves in high esteem and looked down at their uneducated neighbors. They even allowed themselves to poke fun at the ignorance of their fellow Jews, considering them worthless and disgraceful. The scholars demanded that ordinary Jews show them great respect due to their Torah knowledge. Indeed, they convinced themselves that they must strongly insist on such honor, because honoring a Talmud Chacham meant honoring the Torah itself. The ordinary Jews of that time had amazingly strong emuna in Hashem. For the most part, they were honest and good-hearted people. In their great humility, they showed extreme respect to the scholars and supported them in every way. Despite their sincerity, however, their learned brethren made them feel utterly valueless and even sinful because of their ignorance. The gap between the two classes of Jews, the scholars and the uneducated, grew so deep that the simple folk did not dare daven in the same shuls as the scholars. In most towns, separate shuls existed, one for Talmidei Chachamim and another for ordinary laborers. The mission of the Nistarim was to encourage, uplift, and slowly educate the ordinary Jews. They circulated the villages and towns and succeeded in gradually raising the level of Torah knowledge among the simple people. At the same time, they raised their spirits, convincing them that they had great worth in the eyes of Hashem. The Nistarim explained to the ordinary Jews that regardless of whether they merited to learn Torah, Hashem deeply loved and cared for them just because they are Yidden, His precious children. Wherever they went, the Nistarim set up shirim for ordinary workmen so that they could study Torah on their own level. Needless to say, many scholars were less than pleased with the activities of the Nistarim. The hidden tzaddikim made every effort to solve all the other challenges facing the ordinary Jews of those times. If necessary, they would meet with a local paritz and influence him to make it easier for the hard-working Jews to earn money. When they came across an orphaned boy, they would make arrangements for him to gain entry to a yeshiva. Without drawing attention to themselves or taking any credit, these secret tzaddikim devoted their lives to helping Jews one at a time and in every possible way, spiritually and materially. The network of Nistarim at that time was led by a tzaddik by the name of Reb Yisrael. He had been born in the town of Akkup, and with time, his fame spread across the entire world. He became known far and wide as the Baal Shem Tov, or Besht for short. Long before he was appointed leader of the hidden tzaddikim, Rabbi Yisrael worked as a helper to a malamed who taught children Torah in a cheder. He deeply loved the children he taught, and he filled their hearts with pure love for Hashem as well as good midas. He trained the children to appreciate the admirable qualities of each of their parents, whether they were knowledgeable in Torah or not. In this way, the children came to love and respect their parents and were pleasant to everyone they met. The Baal Shem Tov was no ordinary tzaddik. He possessed an especially holy neshama. He sensed that his first duty in life was to reawaken the hearts and souls of the ordinary, uneducated Jews who were persecuted terribly by the non-Jews and at the same time, lahavdil, they were treated with great disdain by the Talmidei Chachamim. The Baal Shem Tov was determined to restore their enthusiasm and pride in their Avodas Hashem and allow these honest and sincere folk to regain their self-esteem. Eventually, the Baal Shem Tov joined the organization of Hidden Tzaddikim, and, as mentioned, within a short time, he was appointed their leader. He instructed all of his fellow tzaddikim in the methods of reaching out to ordinary Jews. In addition, the Baal Shem Tov personally traveled through the towns and villages to perform his mission. When entering a marketplace in those days, it was not unusual to discover a man dressed in workers' overalls standing in the center of the market and addressing a large crowd of eager listeners. The man would share stories of Chazal that emphasize Avas Hashem, Avas Yisroel, and good midos. While he spoke, the greengrocers, peddlers, farmers, and a variety of store owners would leave their stalls and merchandise and gather to listen to the stories and messages. They would leave feeling uplifted and encouraged. The man's speeches were wonderfully descriptive. His stories came to life in a most impressive manner. Between his stories, the man would encourage his audience to believe in their own abilities. He insisted that not only the Talmidei Chachamim, but they too are capable of sometimes opening a sefer and studying on their own level. They also had the right to observe mitzvahs in the most beautiful way and according to the highest standards. They could educate their children like the sons of Talmidei Chachamim and merit great descendants. The hearts of his sincere listeners opened rapidly to his tales and messages of encouragement. Whenever the man would appear in a village marketplace, his speeches would draw crowds. He created a mood that continued to influence the people of the village long after he left. As a result, ordinary Jews were inspired to start their own Torah classes. The level of the davening in local shuls rose as more Jews learned to read and even understand the meaning of the words. They felt a new sense of Avas Hashem. Jews of all types began devoting time and attention to the Torah education of their children. The man in workers' overalls, who gave life-changing speeches to crowds of ordinary Jews wherever he went, was none other than the Baal Shem Tov. Baruch spent considerable time traveling through Jewish towns and villages.